It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Tutcher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slower, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chico stick. Here's an ice cream cone, honey, take the lick. I'll go to Bay Plaza and catch a flick.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Tutcher and Rich. Tavern on the Green, no longer around. Where he would like to have a glass of wine.
By the way, we just got a tweet. This is interesting. It said, you think it's bad Zolak freaking out? My aunt posted one depressing thing on Facebook at 2 a.m. today, and the cops broke down her door and went searching for her in her house because someone called the cops saying that she might hurt herself. My aunt is livid. So, I mean, once again, just, you know, if you just want, if you have a breakdown, maybe social media is not like the place to go. That's, I mean, I don't, that sounds like a pretty bad situation. So she sounds pretty pissed about this.
Yeah, there is a lot going on behind closed doors. I can assure you of that. There's a lot going on behind closed doors.
All right. So speaking of social media, and speaking of relatives, so I was with my mother a couple of months ago. I went down to visit her. It was around Christmas. And we were going out to lunch. And while we were at lunch, her cell phone kept getting these notifications that kept popping up. And it's one of those things where while you're having lunch, you know, she's got the ringer on. And so every time it happened, something would beep. And at one point I said, hey, Mom, do you need to get any of these texts? And she goes, oh, they're not texts. Well, what are they? And she goes, it's just someone's trying to get into my Facebook page right now. And I went, what? She goes, yeah. I mean, this has been going on for a while. Someone's been trying to hack into my Facebook. You know, they've been doing it a lot. And I said, hang on, that's not like a normal thing. Like, how often does this happen? She goes, yeah, for the last like several weeks, I get like a bunch of these a day. Okay, well, there's an issue here. And then I go to her Facebook page, and I talked to her about this. She's taken every single one of those quizzes, like, which Joe Exotic cast member are you? Jeez. Answer these five questions. What street did you grow up on? What was your first pet's name? What was your first teacher's name? And it's like, right. They're trying to
every
steal
password.
Your info,
yeah. Right.
To get into do all this stuff. And this is like an old trick. And unfortunately, people, you know, like of our mother's age or our parents' age, they don't quite understand that. Like, they're the generation that all clicked on the free Olive Garden dinner pop-up ad that erased their hard drives 10 years ago when they first got the internet.
I'm just impressed that your mother knows how to use Facebook. If I tried,
are you
to
kidding
show...
me? Facebook is the social media for like the elderly. Like,
no,
that's their generations. That's how they connect.
There's no kids on it. I understand that, but I will tell you this: is that my mother? If I this, and I'm not kidding. If I tried to teach my mother how to use Facebook, she would cry. It would get to the point where she would cry. She would become so overwhelmed that she would start crying.
Yeah, my mom is very smart, but she's also very trusting. And so, like, things like that, I'm just like, Mom, you have to understand. Like, I mean, there's been things she's posted on her website that I've shown her. I was like, Mom, do you realize that this has been proven to be a Russian meme? Like, this is something that the Russians actually created. Like, this arm wrestling match between Jesus and Hillary Clinton, that is something that was a Russian meme that was created. did, okay? He's like, press like if you want Jesus to win. Now, which I, listen, who doesn't want Jesus to win? I don't care who it is.
I'll take him in. I'll take him against anyone. Maybe Andre the Giant in his prime.
Yeah, good point, Fred. That's a good point.
I mean, he was very vascular. Kind of a trim muscularity, a lean muscularity.
Sure. Well, my mom's had like her identity stolen. I guess that something crazy happened where somebody was using her driver's license. Like I mean, she gives out so much information on the internet. It's pretty hysterical.
Well, are you getting those pop-ups on your phone to like change your iTunes password?
No.
Yeah, I'm getting these things, and I'm like, what? Like that doesn't seem like something they do. Like text you, like, but there's some that are good, like where I'll click on it and then I'll go, hey, like when it will be like PayPal and they're like, you know, someone's tried to steal your information,
yeah,
and then you click on it and it looks like PayPal and then you go, wait a second, I'm smarter than you, and then you go back and then it's like PayPal at PayPal. Like ampersand,
oh, sure.
You know, question mark. So I have myself been, I've been conned, but then I outsmarted those crooks.
So there is, you know, it's, with all the attempts to do this, imagine being someone in the public eye and somebody ends up hacking into your Twitter account. Yesterday, Giannis Antetokounmpo, over a million followers, this guy, more than likely going to be the MVP of the league if they ever finish this thing. He came out with a series of tweets yesterday that, can you imagine for the 30 minutes people thought that this was real and he wasn't hacked? This is one of the few times I believe he was hacked, and here's why. His very first tweet that went out, at Bucks is a racist team and they call me N-word slave if I don't score 60 points a game.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes.
First
I would
tweet.
Say he was hacked.
Second tweet, I'm going to the Warriors with two prey hands in the air. Third one, F Kobe Bryant, hashtag bodied. Remember, this is out there at, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo's account is tweeting this. Next one, rest in, can't even say it, the P word for urinating, Kobe Bryant. Then, F Chris Middleton, I want to play with some actual shooters. That one's kind of funny.
Maybe he was drunk and he was just on a very anti-Kobe rage.
Maybe. And then he wrote, next tweet, F at King James, he tried to hire a hitman on me. Okay.
Well, that LeBron James promised,
maybe. And then he put, love you, Kaylee, for next tweet. And then he put, F King James, he doubled down on that one.
Yeah.
Sick of this blank, my effing manager told me to play. I didn't want to play, and now I got effing corona, he wrote. Then, this one's really bad. Diagnosed with corona, I hate Asian people. Piece of blank blank. I mean, just like,
well, I mean, this is him. I mean, he's from Greece. Everyone knows the Greeks have a terrible problem with Asian people.
And then he tweets Steph Curry at Steph Curry 30. I effed your wife. And then he just tweets at the NBA the N-word, calling them the N-word. So,
well, make up your mind. Are they racist? Or, you know what's going on? Contradicting yourself.
Yeah, which is obviously strange. But so Giannis afterwards had to come out and put out this big statement. I mean, just he was.
I mean, how many people, Rich, do you think don't believe him?
A ton. I'm not joking. As absurd as all of those are and as ridiculous as they are, there's always a contingency of, try to cover this one up. Are you kidding me? Are you out of your mind? Like, I don't care how drunk you get. There's nobody.
No,
okay, so,
I mean, but there's the morality police that are out there, and they're waiting for anyone to screw up. This is obviously, that's exactly what it is. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
So Giannis had to tweet this out. Imagine having to write these words. He put, "Hi, everybody. I'm back, and I would like to address the social media incident from earlier today. I was hacked, and the situation is currently being investigated. The tweets and posts were extremely inappropriate, and I'm so disappointed and disgusted that someone would say the terrible things that were said. I feel terrible that the Bucks, Chris, LeBron, and the Curry family were included in the malicious and untrue tweets. I want to see if maybe Steph Curry like tweeted back, or if any of these people reacted to it. I feel especially terrible for the Bryant family. During their time of grief, they should not be subject to this type of negativity and foul behavior. Thank you all for always supporting me, my family, and I. Please stay safe." The fact that you actually have to write those words after seeing that is awful. But I mean, whoever had these had like 15 of them written and ready to go, because they're all within like 2 minutes.
Well, this that's the thing is that you got to pounce. Like, we've talked about this before, is if you hack into someone's Twitter account, you got to pounce. Like, you can't, if you're too sly, you're not going to get everything out there you need. So if you're going to hack into something, you got to pounce right away and get it while the getting's good. See, I wouldn't even know what to do. First of all, no one would believe me. They would all think that I wrote it.
Sure.
And then second of all, like, I don't know my password right now. Off the top of my head.
Oh, I don't know my passwords for a lot of stuff. On my phone, it's locked in.
I could get it. I mean, obviously, I could reach out to Twitter and get a new password. But I don't even know what you do, like, if you get hacked. It seems like there would be a laborious process that wouldn't be overly easy to do.
Yeah, because once they've changed your password or whatever and were able to get in, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you would do that. I have no idea.
But no one would believe me. They would go, "Oh, he's on Ambien," or, "Oh, he's drunk."
Yeah,
da, da, da.
Fred.
Yeah, and it would be like, it would be like this awful stuff, and then you know, even though I've been on the air here for, you know, 14 years, it would be out of character. And
SMH, Fred. SMH.
Yeah, and because you, and they would love it. Oh, would people love it? Oh, my goodness. Oh, what are you? It's Ambien, Fred. It's Ambien, Fred.
well, that's why, Fred, I have said this, and I've as far as this hacking and everything's concerned, even like ones that you know it's probably them, I've always given somebody like one benefit of the doubt,
sure.
No matter what, because it's going to get to the point where something's going to happen to ours, and no one's going to give us the benefit of the doubt. So you have to give it to get it.
Yes, I completely agree. I mean, yeah. First of all, I don't care what anyone tweets, except, I don't even care what world leaders tweet anymore.
It's like the time that John Wallach tweeted out like a big butt. Wasn't that
yes, that's correct.
Somebody hacked Wallach. Somebody hacked Dan Roach. Dan Roach
somebody
had one.
Bert Breer.
Yeah, remember when Bert Breer got it.
Bert got it a lot. Bert and Dan got it a lot worse than I did.
Yeah, Burt got it real bad. Like, yeah. I mean, his stuff was, you know, at least but Dan it was Roach, so... it was just a big butt that he tweeted a picture of.
But Burt got it bad, but it wasn't, like, there was no doubt it wasn't him.
Because it like, was you know promoting, like, some website, too. Like, it was these really horrible, like, offensive stuff, but then it was like, hey, check out this site, and it was obviously the person who had some tie to that site.
Yeah, and so, I mean, like, you can't... See, the thing is, if you hack someone's account, you can't just put up a bunch of porn and go, "Hey, Tim." like, you know. And the person who did the Giannis one was also way too non-subtle, was way too obvious about it. But, yeah, I mean, if someone hacked my Twitter, I wouldn't know what to do. And then everyone would think, and I would have to have a meeting with management, and then it would be an uncomfortable meeting. And I would say I didn't do it. Oh, I could run it down for you. Very, very, very bad. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it,
Winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We played at other times, you know, without Tom. Well, it was the 09 season after he was injured, played 15 games with Castle and went 11-5, or, you know, heading into the 16 season with Jimmy and then Jacoby and Tom coming back after the four-game suspension. So, you know, there have been other points in time where we've dealt with that. We'll do what we always do, is try to, you know, prepare the team the best that we can, utilize our players and the skills that they have, and put ourselves in the best position we can to, you know, to be competitive and win.
Now go home and get your shine box.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. I've just been told by Dan O'Brien that he's riding Nick pretty hard on the fact that he's taking care of my 21-year-old cat while we're gone, and that if the cat were to die while under his supervision.
Boy. Oh, man. Oh, boy. That would suck. Oh, man.
I have a friend.
You know,
who...
Nick is Peter Panic to begin with. So
yeah, I know. But he was over here yesterday, but I was asleep. But if that cat dies, I mean, it's on him.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can't. I mean,
thank you, Fred. I've been telling him that. Saying, yeah, what are you going to do? Like, so do you wait? Do you say something right away? Do you?
I mean, what do you do with the corpse?
Well,
I know, Nick.
Like,
the carcass.
Yeah, like, does he say? And then Fred wants proof, so Nick has to take pictures and everything. No,
and then Nick would have to carry the dead carcass of the cat to the and figure out somewhere.
Figure out where to go. You're right.
Yeah, during the coronavirus, I mean, you can't even. I mean, I would imagine if you take it to the vet, because we had to get food. That you would have to take it, because they got away in the car and they took the cat to give it the cat the rabies shot. Ooh. And they said that cat is in very good health. I mean, she's got, like, you know, problems, but nothing that is lethal.
I have a question. You're going to come home and there's a jar of ashes sitting on your table when you get home.
That would be considerate, at least.
Love, Nick. There'll be like a little note on it.
Like, please don't fire me.
Hope you enjoyed your stay in Tennessee.
If the cat freaks out, does Nick have to call you to calm him down? Calm it down?
Well, Lockhart has a good point, is that he just gives it to Jay Stu.
Jay will come over, yeah. He'll be the cleaner.
It's my new necklace. But wait, what was the question, John?
Question is, usually, and I remember, I think there was a time where your wife had the cat in the car and the cat was freaking out and she called you and she put the phone up to the cat and you had to say some things to calm the cat down. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. I'm the only one that the cat will let touch her.
So if Nick has a problem, does he call you?
I mean, she's not going to be overly happy that, you know, there's only someone coming over once a day.
How much FaceTime is Nick going to get with your cat? Because I remember one time I watched somebody's cat and I never saw it.
He'll see it. No. He'll see the cat. Okay. That cat wants food and it wants it now. Yeah, that cat's going to be going nuts. My friend, you know, remember Marcello? He was watching a dog and the dog died. He was watching a dog for someone and it died. Yeah, and it was like not supposed to die. Mm-hmm. Like it was like a relatively young dog. And like, so it came out of nowhere and he had to sit, and it was for a girl, and he had to sit there and like explain to her that the dog died, and you're just like, oh, Marcello.
Oh, man. What if the cat gets out? Like, is your cat one that opens?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's old. And then she gets out. I mean, I don't know. She's 21. What am I going to tell her to do?
No. I mean, like, getting her back, would that be a tough thing?
No. Okay. I mean, even if he left and she would just hang out on the porch. I mean, it's...
Nick's in the other room pacing back and forth. Yeah, can see him through the glass.
Put him on a microphone. We can talk to Nick about this a little.
He's going to have to come down here. But yeah.
No, I know. They've put you in different rooms, if I'm to understand. Yeah. Hey, thanks. You're getting me all ramped up. this cat don't stand a chance.
Kitty litter Jay Stewart. Hi, what's up?
I have a cat stuffed animal. I'm sticking needles in it. All right, so Nick, what are you going to do if the cat dies under your, you know, this cat has been with me longer than I've been with Stephanie. This cat has been with me for 21 years. What are you going to do if this cat were to die?
I don't want to think about it, to be honest. I don't know what I would do if the cat died on my watch, you know? It'd be awful.
Yeah, it would be pretty much on you.
It wouldn't be on me. It's
how would you talk to the children about the cat?
I would have to explain to the children that.
Oh,
the cat died.
I mean, what am I going to explain? I wasn't there.
I don't know what I would say.
The vet has even said that I am the reason the cat is still alive.
Really?
I think most owners are the reason their animals are alive.
No. But the cat's love for me. Hang on a second. The cat's love for me is so intense that she sleeps on the pillow at night, the pillow next to me. She is a suave mademoiselle. Mm-hmm. She graces the streets of Milan. But, Nick, I mean, you would have to explain to my children who have known nothing but this cat in their lives. You would have to explain to them why this happened and how it happened under your watch.
I don't know what I would say because I don't really want to think about that.
My cat, my daughter would be inconsolable.
Does she love that cat?
No. No.
Okay.
They wouldn't care at all.
Oh, okay.
No one cares about that cat but me.
All right.
But good luck with that food. It smells like diarrhea.
Is it really gross?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, it's gross. It is gross.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, when you get a 21-year-old animal, they're eating some stuff that's not too appetizing. It's kidney food. It's for cats with bad kidneys.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Yeah. So, but the good news is you don't have to clean up litter.
I don't.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
That is nice.
I have to clean
$12
up.
A day I'm paying him, Rich.
Yeah.
How about that?
$12 a day? All right.
I don't think that's hay. Do you? To come over and feed a cat?
Not hay.
What would you pay, Rich, if you were putting Nick, who graciously offered to do it for free? I obviously would not take that. But what do you think is a fair wage?
How long is this? How long?
Well, hopefully they keep the restrictions going, and I can leave on the 8th. But it could be anywhere from 3 weeks to 4 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, that's. I would say that's you know, in the wheelhouse. That's in the wheelhouse. What I'd pay.
What are you going higher?
Yeah, probably 20. Probably 20 a day.
7 days a week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
20. That's an awful lot of money. What's 20 times 21?
But he doesn't live anywhere near noon. That's the thing.
Yeah, he comes after work, and that's not a bad drive. All right, let me see here. What's 20 times 21?
12 is. I mean, 12 is fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, I'd be giving $420 to come by and feed a cat if I paid $20.
And not to kill it though, Fred. That's not a bad investment.
Well, I don't think he's going to try to kill the cat.
He's not going to try.
$252 for 3 weeks of taking care of a cat. I don't think that. Johnny, what do you think?
I lean more toward Rich's side of things. I would pay $15, $20 a day.
All right, $15 then. Nick, I'm going to give you $15.
You just got a raise.
How about that?
Hey, you're welcome.
I'm not paying him $20 a day. I'm not paying him $20. Because I mean,
$15 is reasonable. $15 is reasonable.
Fine, Nick, just, you'll get $15. My wife suggested $10, but okay, you will get $15.
Nobody likes
right
this cat
the bus.
Except for Fred.
My God.
Fred, right. you should just to scare Nick, cover your ears, Nick, you should take a dump in the litter box just so he thinks that's what he's got to look forward to.
I think you think that I would be able to do that. I like that you think that I would physically be able to do that.
Oh, my God.
Like, without, like, I would just be like, oh, this is natural. I'll just do this. I'll hover above the litter box.
You don't have to do that. You can put it in the bowl and then scoop some scoop.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Rich. I mean, we're scatological, but I mean, this is out of bounds. I mean, let's stop this fantasy right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the specifics of it are very unappealing, and
where's Michelle Therrien when you need him?
Somebody said the real question is whether Fred is worried that he'll find Nick nearly dead and covered in feces in his house when he comes home from escaping Boston. That is a good point.
All right, to Steve on line.
Here's
four,
Fred
hello.
Walking all over to the box then to do his business.
All right, I've had enough of that. All right, hang on 1 second. See you tomorrow, Hanban. See you tomorrow. Okay, I had to say goodbye to the dog. All right, Dan on line two. Hello, do we have line four up? What's going on here? Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
So I got a dead cat story for you. Cats freak me out. First off, they're terrible. I pull in my driveway, belly flop first, feet out, cat laying there. I'm like, what the heck is this? I go up to the cat, eyes wide open. Thing's dead. There's no trees around that it fell out of. There's nothing that bit it. The thing's hard as a rock. It's like it's been dead for years. I'm freaked out. I call animal control. The guy goes, yeah, if you want, you can throw it in your freezer. Do you have a big freezer? I go,
oh, Jesus.
He goes, you need to freeze that thing. I go, you need to come pick it up.
Yeah, I'm not freezing it.
Yeah, well, I'm on vacation, and I'm not going to be back for a bit. So throw it in a trash bag and put it at the bottom of your driveway. I got the thing. This thing was freaking me out, first off. The cat was massive. I got the thing halfway in a trash bag, put it at the bottom of my driveway. It was at the bottom of my driveway for a week.
Ugh. Well, I had a cat. I had two cats. No, this is before I got the fluff. I had a cat that was like 10 and died, and I rolled it up in a rug and threw it in the – there was a dumpster at the apartment complex, and I threw it in the dumpster. And then I told the story on the air, and people thought I was like a savage. That like for some reason like burning it was 1,000 times better than throwing the cat away, but the fluff will get a Viking funeral. It will be on I will put her on a boat and then shoot a flaming arrow into the boat as she goes about her way. So there you go, Dan. One last one. Dan on line two. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I've been thinking more since I called in, but I was going to have him Dwight Schrute it and just throw it in the freezer. But now I'm a little worried that Zolax is going to get involved and get to Nick. So you might want to say your goodbyes, because if Zolax gets involved, that thing's toast.
Yeah, Zolax like cuts his tires. And...
Yeah, Zolax breaking into the house and let's see what I can do. Fred, now your cat's dead, for real.
That's the sound of DA walking into a woman's closet.
It's just, hey there.
Let's see. Pumps and high heels everywhere the eye can see. All right, well, listen. I'm flying today, so I'm trying to get myself in that mood.
Yeah, well, good luck, Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Well, you just earned yourself $15. You should shake Wallach's hand. Oh, no, yeah. He's not there. But you just got $3 more a day. $15. Now that's fair. $15
yeah,
is fair.
$15 is fair.
That's a fair wage.
Yes.
All right. I mean, he doesn't have to be here very long, but I mean, you should pet the animal. All right. We'll be back. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm a true believer in until you knock the champ off consistently, not one time. One time doesn't do it. Consistently, then you are not the champ. I'm saying the Patriots are still the best team in the AFC East because they do have the coaching staff in place. They don't have Tom Brady, but they will figure out something. Listen, the offseason is not over with yet, guys. We don't know what tricks the Patriots have up their sleeves.
Who's their quarterback?
We don't know who the quarterback is.
Then how can you say they go?
Yeah, really tell them to Google Matt Castle. Just Google Matt Castle.
How can they win the AFC East and you don't know who the quarterback is?
There's a lot of uncertainties when the injuries happen with this team, and they still find a way to win. Remember, we never count them out during the season when things happen, when they lose players. Why? Because they figured things out. What did
Tom Brady is there. Because Tom Brady is there.
I get it. But even when Tom Brady didn't have his best games, they were still finding ways to win.
Diabetes fam, yeah. Oi, even hipsters ain't safe. You gotta be careful what part of your face you shave. They say, why is Wheezy chat about race? Why you breathing about air just like Harry K say? My flow like a ponytail.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. This guy's rapping was in Star Wars. Real quick before we get to the schedule, which we will.
Is this Sir Alec Guinness? Is
that yes. it's the guy who played C-3PO. Remember when I lived in Brighton, mm-hmm. and we were on BCN, and I let Adolfo watch our dog?
I remember that very well.
And you know, you guys know like my dad and his personality, correct?
Yes, yes.
And we came back, and you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I had no idea this was going on. I truly did not know. I was under the assumption that Adolfo was going to be with the dog like all the time. And Adolfo was like, yeah, you know, because there was like crap and pee everywhere. And I'm like, why is all this around? He's like, well, you know, you only have to come over every other day for a dog. So he's coming over every other day and like not hanging out. And my dad's on the couch and he's like listening to him. And he turns to me and he goes, what the hell is wrong with this guy? He just turned around and looked at me and said that. Like he was befuddled that what was in front of him.
Fred, you forget about the most egregious part of that story.
Oh, that he let Playboy Crystal in.
So there was one day I got back, you know, this is before everyone had the audio recorders on your phones and things. Like we used to have this, you know, like a mini-disc type thing.
Yeah.
And so he had gone out and done some recaps, and there's different cuts on the thing. And, you know, usually it's like one or two cuts for recaps, but this one happened to have like five or six on it. So as I was loading in the recaps, I was just letting it roll into our system so I could edit it. And then all of a sudden it rolls into this cut. And it seems like he had butt recorded something with his recorder. And Fred, what was on the recorder?
Him giving Playboy Crystal a tour of my home.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is, by the way, not the most egregious thing. The most egregious thing was thinking that an animal, that a dog only has to go
out. Giving a stranger a tour inside your bedroom and stuff. I mean, that's
not right. Listen, none of it's right. But I mean, but the idea that you know so little, and listen, I love Adolfo, and he's great. But this was you know young Adolfo, he would not do this again. But the idea that he thought that you could reasonably take a dog and take it out once every other day was interesting to say the least. you know, animals have to go to the bathroom. You know, the idea was he would walk her twice a day. I mean, he lived in the neighborhood. He would walk her twice a day, you know, hang out. You know, like it was like a, you know, a 2.5 hour, 3 hour job a day. I mean, you're taking care of a dog,
mm-hmm.
and he was just stating as a matter of fact that you know you don't have to you don't have to take him out every day.
It's the best thing about a dog, the way they ingest. They have a second stomach that stores their feces. In an emergency.
Now, in fairness, the dog lived many, many years after that. But
I think it was lucky made it through that time you were gone.
Well, I mean, let's say that
congratulations.
I did not entrust him with anything that was that responsibility again. He must have just been thinking about something else when I was talking to him. Thinking about, like, because I, like, sat and talked to him and explained everything that was required, and I was paying him good money.
And in his head, it was, I have a question. Why didn't he clean up afterwards? Why didn't he clean up the stuff off the floor?
Maybe it was upstairs, and it wasn't there when he was giving tours of my home.
Okay.
This way to the underwear drawer.
Like, I knew Playboy Crystal, so that didn't piss me off that much. But it was more just a my dad. He just sat there, and he was like, his mouth was like open, and he had never. I don't know if he had met a dolphin before. A dog was going on and on about how dogs don't have to be taken out all the time. And he's looking at the couch, and he's like, just turns and he goes, "What the hell is wrong with this guy?" Those were simpler times. Right. And now I cannot be more assertive that the dog did live many, many years after that. But yes, that was a error in judgment on my part, I would say. All right, so the schedule came out yesterday, and people are very bullish. The local scribes are very bullish on this Patriots team. I can tell you, Manish Mehta from the Daily News is not bullish about the Jets. He has them going 7-9. The schedule is very, very difficult.
By the way, 7-9 is a good record for that schedule. Like, I mean, if you're the Jets, you got to be elated if you pull off a 7-9. Like, I mean,
well, they were 7-9 last year. I think that they have to finish at least 500. They're at a place where they got to finish 500.
I would agree with a rebuilt offensive line and a quarterback who, no, all kidding aside, is the best quarterback in the AFC East at least as we start the season. Again, the one thing that could, you know, completely torpedo the Jets is their pass defense.
Yes.
And we've said that many times before. If they can figure out a way to cover receivers, then it's going to be real tough to beat.
In fairness, Greg, and I don't want to make this about the Jets, but Greg Williams was able to cobble together pieces last year.
No,
and
that's what you're hoping for. Very experienced defensive coordinators able to patch up the difficulties and figure it out. But, yes,
well,
he could have been the coach
if he wanted to at, like, 10 different teams. So, you know,
yeah,
he desperately
wanted to work at Forum Park.
Right.
That's all he wanted. It was his dream
to be the defensive coordinator.
The one greatest thing, though, about yesterday, I mean, obviously, you know, schedule's a schedule, but the best part about it is that there's only two conflicts between Patriots and the Bucs right now. So you can watch almost every pass that Tom Brady throws along with Jarrett Stidham. I think
they're playing
in the
preseason, which kind of sucks.
No.
I'm sorry. They didn't schedule a preseason game.
That would have been awesome if they did.
If the NFL knew what they were doing in this regard, they would have had them play each other in the preseason.
It would sell out.
Yeah.
Oh, preseason game would have sold out.
God, yes. Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure Brady would have played every minute.
Well, no. I mean, just the idea of him playing
one quarter.
You'd have to
let him play. Yeah, you'd have to let him play. Because you would have to schedule it as the second or third game in the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, it would have done really, really well. But
no, they would have sold it out. They would have sold it. Imagine selling out a preseason game and having an atmosphere that's like a playoff game. That's what that would have been.
Yeah,
I mean, it would. Imagine being able to double your money, triple your money on a preseason ticket.
Yeah, and it would have had to be week two or three.
That's what
week
I said.
One.
Do you listen to me?
I'm
just
sorry.
Said that.
My mistake. My
Jesus,
apologies,
Adolfo.
Sir.
So,
all right.
No, but again, Adolfo, I love him, and he's
it's going through my head.
He's much more world savvy now.
But go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the one thing, too, is, I mean, I'm not only going to be able to watch almost every single game. I think the only conflicts are on the 30th of December and then the next week, like the final game of the regular season. Those Bucks-Saints games are just going to rule. Like, that is the new must-watch game, like the two games of the season. Watching Tom Brady versus Drew Brees twice a year, it doesn't get better than that.
One of them is a Sunday night game, I think. The second one that they play is a Sunday night game.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, one of them's that way. And the other thing, too, is that if you're a Patriots fan, 1 o'clock games galore, baby. It's awesome. It's like riddled with it all over the place. And to be fair, so they've got 5 national TV games. You got the Seahawks game, which will be fun to watch. Monday Night Football at the Jets. Sunday night game versus the Ravens. Thursday night at the Rams. And then you got another Monday Night Football game versus the Bills. But, I mean, the one interesting nugget that was thrown out there yesterday is how the league might end up switching up the season if for some reason they're not ready to start it in time. And that is, as they said yesterday, which I just found hysterical the way it was phrased, Adam Schefter said there's a belief that any week could serve as opening week. So what they would do is that if you said that week 5 you felt comfortable for having people in the stands, you would just take those first 4 weeks and move them to the end of the season and then move back the Super Bowl. They said they're ready to move the Super Bowl upwards of 2 months back. So it could be in the beginning of April that's as a contingency plan. So just get ready. At least they've got that contingency plan ready to go. The Pro Bowl, they're getting ready to axe that. They should just do that anyway. Just get it over with. Yeah. And then there's, you know, the bye weeks. Apparently, this every team that plays the other team in week 2, that's they have the same bye week. So they've kind of taken things to account that way. But, I mean, they have a plan ready to go. But the one thing that I've heard that they're erring on the side of is they don't want to have games in empty stadiums. They're willing to move back until they feel safe to have people in the crowds other than to start the season on time and miss out on having fans in the stands.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an evolving thing. I think that they have every intention of starting on time. Bert backed that up, and I think that the crowd thing is fluid.
You think they'd rather have fans, no fans in the stands, and start on time than maybe having a 4 to 5 week lag?
Yeah, because I don't think a 4 to 5 week lag guarantees you anything.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, so I think that's insane, you know, it's like the way this thing is moving, and no one really knows, and it's still so early, and it's in what's going on. I mean, if I'm the NFL, I'm just thinking, you know, do I want to start on time and get this going, or do I want to wait 4 to 5 weeks where I don't know what's going to happen? For all they know, it could spike 4 to 5 weeks after that. So I just want to get it going if I'm the NFL.
Can you imagine if they don't allow fans in the stands? Let's just say for the first 6 weeks of the season, you know, where the pandemic and the curve is flattened by the middle of October. In the first 2 road games for the Patriots – at Seattle and at Kansas City, the two toughest fan bases in the league, and if you get to play those two teams without fans, awesome. What an advantage that is.
Yep.
Yeah. And even if they had fans, it's not going to be the full stadium.
So exactly. So the more I look at this Patriots schedule, the better off I think they're going to be. Even though the strength of schedule is tough, the middle of the season, they don't have to travel all that much. They have 3 teams coming in from the Pacific time zone. 2 of those games are at 1 o'clock. They end with 2 home games, and they only have to make 2 West Coast road trips instead of 3 because they had the 2 LA teams back-to-back. I mean, there are a lot of good things in here for the Patriots.
The last game of the season is going to be a certain team is going to be playing for home field advantage in the playoffs.
That would be the Jets, right?
That's right.
That's right.
You got that right.
Yep.
They're going to be playing for home field advantage in the
Sammy
playoffs.
D playing for MVP honors. Yep.
Yep. You got that right. He's got that rookie to throw to and no one else.
That's right.
Oh, no, he's got the Crowder guy. He's got the slot receiver as well.
Of course. Yes.
And tight end is coming back because he's not on drugs now. All right. We will be back in just a matter of moments. I bought a Yadier Molina and Wesley Walker rookie card, and I can't find him. So I'll be on the loose for the next 5 minutes. All right. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special event disclosures for full details.